This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least three children and three adults are dead after a shooting at a school in Nashville, the largest city in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee. And the person firing the gun was a woman who was killed by police, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There will be a full investigation into how and why a 28-year-old woman entered a church school and started opening fire. Metro Nashville Police spokesman Don Aaron
traversed her way from the first floor to the second floor, firing multiple shots.
Three children and three staffers were dead.
Officers engaged her. She was fatally shot.
Some of the surviving children were able to escape the building themselves. Classmates were led out of the church school. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday delayed a decision on bitterly contested plans for a judicial overhaul amid fears that Israel's worst national crisis in years could fracture his coalition or escalate into violence. It was unclear how far the bill's delays into next month's new parliamentary session after mass protests and growing labor strikes will satisfy either side or cool a crisis the army chief said on Monday made, quote, this hour different than any before. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for scaling up the production of weapons-grade nuclear materials to increase the country's nuclear arsenal, saying it should be fully ready to use the weapons at any time. State media KCNA said on Tuesday the military simulated a nuclear air explosion strike with two ground-to-ground tactical ballistic missiles during Monday's firing training, KCNA said in a separate dispatch. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris stressed U.S. interests in African nations extend beyond competing with China on the first full day of her week-long tour of the continent. VOA's Anita Powell is traveling with the vice president and reports from the capital, Accra.
Vice President Kamala Harris said Monday that the U.S. will commit more than $139 million in assistance to Africa.
Today, I am pleased to announce $100 million in support of Benin, Ghana, Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, and Togo. Last week, President Joe Biden announced a strategic plan for coastal West Africa as part of the United States strategy to prevent conflict and promote stability.
She spoke Monday at Jubilee House, the seat of Ghana's presidency, alongside Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo. Anita Powell, VOA News, Accra.
Climate activists from Zimbabwe joined protesters outside the European Gas Conference on Monday in Austria. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Earlier this month, southern Africa was hit for a second time by Tropical Cyclone Freddy. It killed more than 500 people since first making landfall in February, fueled by warmer oceans as a result of climate change.
We are facing floods, we are facing storms.
Dean Bakamuzi, also from Don't Gas Africa, says the continent wants renewable energy and a sustainable future.
We refuse to be Europe's gas station.
More than 250 delegates are attending the European Gas Conference. According to the conference organizers, the event will address the long-term role of natural gas in Europe and its position in the transition to help reach net zero target.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A suicide bomber has struck near the foreign ministry in Kabul, killing at least six people and wounding several others. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
People clear up a broken glass in the attack aftermath. While eyewitness Omar Ansari tells the AP, a lot of people were wounded and martyred. The casualties, ambulances arrived and carried them to 400 beds and to security forces hospitals. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but the regional affiliate of the Islamic State, IS group, has increased attacks since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan in mid-August 2021. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Germany has delivered promised Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine, Chancellor Olaf Scholz said on Monday, providing Kyiv with much-needed heavy weaponry against Russia. Ukraine has appealed to its Western allies to make good on their pledges of heavy arms to push back Russian forces ahead of a possible spring counter-offensive by Kyiv. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.